Florida residents told to be prepared as Storm Idalia builds to hurricane strength ahead of landfall. By Simon Kent on August 29, 2023. Storm Idalia strengthened into a hurricane in the early hours of Tuesday morning as forecasters predicted it would intensify and become extremely dangerous before slamming into the Florida coastline sometime in the next 24 hours. Idalia, now a hurricane, expected to rapidly intensify into an extremely dangerous major hurricane before landfall on Wednesday, the National Hurricane Center, NHC, said in a public advisory. A state of emergency has already been declared for 33 Florida counties, as Breitbart News reported. Western regions of the state are expected to experience strong winds leading to power outages and coastal flooding. This most recent tropical storm comes a little more than a week after Tropical Storm Hillary, labeled the Category 4, made landfall in Southern California, bringing record rain to the region, Breitbart News reported. It was the first tropical storm to hit Southern California in 84 years. Major hurricanes are usually a Category 3 or higher on the 5-level Saffir-Simpson scale. Storms that the NHC says can cause devastating and catastrophic damage, AFP reports. At the time of the advisory, Idalia was about 370 miles, 600 kilometers, south-southwest of Tampa, Florida, and packing maximum sustained winds of 75 miles per hour, 120 kilometers per hour. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis warned the storm could have major impacts along the Gulf of Mexico, telling a news conference on Monday that evacuations would take place and residents should be prepared for potentially life-threatening storm surges. This will be the first storm to hit Florida this hurricane season and a potentially big blow to the state, which is also dealing with lingering damage from last year's Hurricane Ian. Tampa International Airport and St. Pete Clearwater International Airport said they would close on Tuesday, and the SunRail commuter rail service in Orlando was being suspended. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.